annual Academy Award Show.
How many cheers for graduates? Guess who's coming to dinner? And in the heat of the night.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And of course, you can...
One of the highlights of Academy Awards night is the arrival of glittering stars. You've seen Sonny and Cher, this is Carol Channing, and Carl Malden, beauteous Natalie Wood, Greer Garson, an all-time favorite, Shirley Jones with husband Jack Cassidy, Rosalind Russell, Audrey Hepburn, magnificent Raquel Welch, Paul Newman with Barbara Rush, and Sidney Poitier. And settles down inside. Let's welcome the sponsor of tonight's telecast.
The Academy welcomes with pride and gratitude Mr. Bob Hope.
Thank you very much, and thank you, President. Thank you. You sure that's Arthur Freed? Amazing what makeup can do. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here we are once again. Welcome to the Academy Awards, or as it's known at my house, Passover. I just want to say about the delay of 2 days, it didn't affect me, but it's been tough on the nominees. How would you like to spend 2 days in the crotch? We also voted a special Oscar for valor to the ABC programming department. They just committed mass Harry Carey. Now, any delay really snarls up programming, and the sponsor, Eastman Kodak, was afraid it would hurt their image, a show that took 3 days to develop. But I just to fill in the lull, they had a little earthquake out here. Well, it wasn't actually an earthquake. Charlton Heston wasn't nominated, and he was just trying to shake up the committee. Ladies and gentlemen, before I begin, I have an announcement. After much soul-searching, I have concluded that the awesome job of MC should not become involved in partisan bickering. At all costs, we must preserve unity and avoid further divisiveness in our great industry. Accordingly, I have decided that I will not seek, nor will I accept, an Oscar.
bees in the trees making honey for me. You look under the rocks and plants, take a glance at the plants. Maybe I'll view the burning specimens of life under me.
No.
through the eyes of love. Mendes and Brazil 66.
Oh, don't play.
backed by the model field dancers, the dazzling Miss Angela Lansbury. Thank you. quartet. A singer, a dancer, a mimic, and an actor. All of them wrapped up in one bundle of energy labeled Sammy Davis Jr.
To the animals, just imagine it chatting with a chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, a chatting with a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement it would be if we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I study elephant and eagle, a buffalo and beagle, a alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course, it. Can you? If I conferred with a furry friend, a band of animals, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals and talk to the animals, grunt, squeak, walk with the animals, and Lord, if they could talk to me. I learned to speak an antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If someone asked me, can you sing in hippopotamus? I'd say, why not a mus? And I would. Stop and think a bit. I mean a little bit. I could win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals and talk to the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could squeak and squawk. They could speak and talk to me. And they could talk to me.
Congratulations, Barbara, on starting your movie career. I hear you finished Funny Girl and are about to start Hello, Dolly.
That's right.
Well, that's a good girl. You get a couple more quickies like that under your belt, and you'll be ready to do a really big one with me.
Is that a promise?
No, that's a threat.
The five nominees for the best song are Terry Gilkison for The Bare Necessities, Quincy Jones and Bob Russell for The Eyes of Love, Burt Bacharach and Hal David for The Look of Love, Leslie Brooker for Talk to the Animals, and Jane Van Nuys and Sandy Conn for Thoroughly Modern Millie. The winner is Leslie Brooker for Talk to the Animals.
Accepting for Leslie Brooker, Sammy Davis.
Leslie and Evie and the littlest Brookerses of all, they're busy working now, but I know that Leslie would want me to thank the members of the Academy for the honor, and if I may, to say, Leslie would probably say, it's absolutely marvelous, it's super. Thank you. God bless you.
Let's be frank about this next award. It means more to us in the motion picture business than it does to those of you in the dental floss manufacturing game. I'm talking about the Irving G. Thalberg Memorial Award. And when it is given, it's given to a man whose pictures have stood out as milestones over the years. The last picture maker to win the Thalberg Award is the genius who will present another this year. His movie milestones include I Want to Live, West Side Story, and The Sound of Music, with more yet to come. Mr. Robert Wise. Tonight's recipient of the Thalberg Award is a picture maker of such impressive credentials he is long overdue in formal recognition from his fellows in the Academy. I deem it a personal privilege to acknowledge what theater audiences have recognized for a third of a century. When you examine the list of his films, you are jolted by the legion of absolutely top-level entertainments he has made. A record almost unmatched by any director practicing his magic anywhere. His first job in films was in 1920, writing subtitles for Silence in England. 1925, he made his debut as a director, and he still is contributing to a body of work so distinctive that his name is passed into the language. The name, of course, is Alfred Hitchcock. From his unforgettable The Lady Vanishes to Rebecca, Lifeboat, Spellbound, Rear Window, Psycho, his briefly titled masterpieces of suspense, adventure, and humor have endeared him to film buffs as certainly as his own fey presence on the small screen have endeared him to television audiences. Ladies and gentlemen, the familiar figure of Alfred Hitchcock. Former winner herself and a nominee again this year, Miss Audrey Hepburn. Thank you, Audrey, and congratulations on your nomination and good luck.
Congratulations to you, Bob.
What for?
For being such a good sport.
Well, it's nothing, Audrey. If you'll excuse me, I must go backstage to perform my traditional rite when the Best Actor Award is made.
What's that?
That's an old Japanese custom, and if one of these years, if my dresser forgets my steel cummerbund, the show and I will be 20 minutes short.
If I may, I should like to congratulate all five of these distinguished gentlemen for their outstanding performances. Warren Beatty in Bonnie and Clyde, Paul Newman in Cool Hand Luke, Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate, Spencer Tracy in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and Rob Steiger in The Heat of the Night. May I have the envelope? Thank you, Bill. Rob Steiger in The Heat of the Night.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you. I find it unbelievable. I find it overwhelming. And I wish to thank the members of the Academy for such an experience. Secondly, if I indulge myself, I would like to thank the people, the public, who have been so kind to me. Thirdly, I'd like to thank Norman Jewison for his giving an act of freedom to make a mistake. Fourthly, and most importantly, I'd like to thank Mr. Sidney Poitier for the pleasure of his friendship, which gave me the knowledge and understanding of prejudice in order to enhance my performance. Thank you, and we shall overcome. It's a little tense out, isn't it? To present the Oscar to this year's Best Actress, here is a former Best Actor Award winner. He's had a busy year on the screen. He solved a murder in the Deep South. He taught school in England. And he married Katharine Hepburn's daughter in San Francisco. And that's not bad for a man who started out chained to Tony Curtis. I give you, Sir With Love, Sidney Poitier. You're fantastic. You made 3 smash pictures this year. How did you do it?
How many did you make, Bob?
1.
Why'd you do it?
Guess who isn't coming to dinner?
I'd hate to see these very talented and lovely nominees suffer the suspense a moment longer. Those nominated for Best Actress are Katharine Hepburn in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Anne Bancroft in The Graduate, Dame Edith Evans in The Whisperers, Faye Dunaway in Bonnie and Clyde, and Audrey Hepburn in Wait Until Dark. Envelope, please. Thank you. The winner is Katharine Hepburn in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Mr. George Cooper will accept the award on behalf of Katharine Hepburn.
Mr. George Cukor accepting for Miss Hepburn.
I know the eyes of friend have a great, great thrill, and I'm sure Katharine thanks you very much, and I think it's a very, very hard choice you had to make. Anyway, I'm sure she'll be very happy. Thank you very much. And now the big, big, big one. Best Picture of the Year. Somewhere out there, 5 tense, nervous producers. And from what I know of producers, they're biting each other's nails. To present the award, here's one of the fairest ladies in them all, Miss Julie Andrews.
Thank you. Before I read the nominations, Bob, may I say just a word?
Well, it's getting late, Julie.
I know, but I did want to express the admiration for us all for the manner in which you've conducted this program tonight. Such ease, such wit, such...
Take your time, Julie.
But you just told me to hurry, Bob.
Well, keep going. I'll see if I can cut a commercial.
We've seen excerpts from the 5 films nominated for Best Picture. For the record, they are Bonnie and Clyde, a Satira Hiller production, Warner Brothers, 7 Art, Warren Beatty, producer. Dr. Doolittle, Afjack Productions, 20th Century Fox, Arthur T. Jacobs, producer. The Graduate, a Mike Nichols, Lawrence Terman production, Embassy, Lawrence Terman, producer. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Columbia, Stanley Kramer, producer. And In the Heat of the Night, the Mirisch Corporation production, United Artists, Walter Mirisch, producer. And now for the Best Picture. May I have the envelope, please? Thank you. The winner is In the Heat of the Night, Walter Mirisch.
Thank you. thank you. Thank you, members of the Academy. From its very inception, in the heat of the night, has been a labor of love for all those of us who've been part of it. And I want to express my deep gratitude to all of the talented artists who contributed to it. But most particularly, to my friend and partner, Norman Jewison, whose brilliant direction brought it so vividly to life. We are all very grateful for your recognition of our efforts and for your recognition of the lesson of In the Heat of the Night. Thank you. That's about it, ladies and gentlemen. For the winners, it's a bed of roses. For the rest of us, it's back to our gurus and a bed of nails. I hope that the program tonight has been as exciting and as fascinating for you as it has been for me. I've never seen 6 hours whiz by so fast. You know, Oscar certainly has grown in the last 40 years. He made his first appearance at a banquet at Coconut Grove. It was a private party for a small group of picture makers. Today, he belongs as much to you, the audiences around the world, as he does to us. For as he has grown, so has our industry. And with growth comes responsibility. Movies have progressed from being just entertainment to one of our most meaningful art forms, the art form that most truly reflects today's world, its turmoils, its dreams, its anguish, and its expectations. The old cliches that long dominated the screen, such as the good cowboys versus the bad Indians, the pure, unsullied heroine untouched by human hand or reality, the prince charming, strong, chivalrous, incorruptible, and totally unbelievable, the foreigner inevitably typecast as a villain, all these have been discarded and replaced by people with weaknesses as well as strengths, defeats as well as triumphs. In short, films today more accurately reflect the human condition. No longer do we portray the world as we wish it was. Today we show the world as it is. Perhaps tomorrow we will depict the world as it could be. The Zuckers, the Goldwyns, the Warners, the men who began our industry had at least one thing in common with the man from Atlanta. They had a dream. It has taken time, but the dreams of the merchants and the martyr have begun to merge. If not out of idealism, then out of necessity. Another martyr said it all. United we stand, divided we fall. Rioting and indifference are equal sins. Everyone must face up to their responsibilities. No one person, no one industry, no one race or creed can conquer bigotry, find human understanding, or unite us all in a brotherhood of peace and love. It's a challenge that each of us must face in our own way, through our own way of life and our own station. It is a challenge we must and we will meet. Good night.
David Winters choreographed this beautiful underwater ballet, but unfortunately the time went out. Susie, the 98-pound loser. She had nothing going for her. Everyone's having fun. But not this one, not poor Susie. Please, won't someone help Susie?
Specially marked bags of Fritos corn chips and Lay's potato chips. And in these cartons of Pepsi-Cola, Diet Pepsi-Cola, and Mountain Dew. All details and order blanks and displays wherever you shop. Paper Go surfing shirts and paper beach ponchos. Either one for only $1 while this offer lasts.
Now, before we go, here's just a quick reminder of what Go is. It's Herman's Hermits. Rangers Dancers.